Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From KCBS Radio, I'm Matt Pittman, and this is Bay Current for Friday, September 2nd. This week here at KCBS Radio, we bid farewell, never goodbye, just farewell for now, to a young man who spent the last year with us here in the newsroom. It was his first job out of college after graduating Lincoln University in Missouri, one of our country's 107 historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs. So for today's episode, I'm turning it over to Imani Grant Pate, who just completed his year-long fellowship with us here at KCBS Radio, one of several news fellows with the news stations under our parent company, Odyssey. The one-year fellowship provides hands-on job experience, mentoring, training, and coaching for aspiring young black journalists just out of college. And one of the culminating events, the annual NABJ conference in Las Vegas. Imani takes it from here.
This year has been great for my development as a young journalist. I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to learn new skills and shadow award-winning journalists in my Odyssey Fellowship with KCBS Radio in San Francisco. And during my fellowship, I was able to check off a goal of mine when I traveled to Las Vegas to be in the presence of Black excellence by attending my first NABJ conference, the National Association of Black Journalists. In this episode of Bay Current, I chat with one of my counterparts in the fellowship program, Jasper Jones, who spent this past year as a sports content producer in Philadelphia, reflecting on our experiences and what we learned from this past year. I also speak with veteran KCBS radio reporter Bob Butler. Bob's been a member of NABJ for 22 years. He took a trip down memory lane with me about going to NABJ for the first time and the lessons he learned as a young journalist.
Like, even just outside of like the job role in general, it really just helped me, you know, just it really kind of gave me the expectations to what to expect working at a media company.
In the Odyssey Fellowship, we were given mentors, and Jasper's was Chris Oliveira, who gave him some good advice on how to have a successful career.
In sports, it's really more so who you know and not what you know. And just some of the advice that he gave me on how to move and how to navigate connections and certain jobs I was interested in was just, you know, very, very valuable. And just the fact that he was, you know, he's a leader in the sports radio world for, you know, decades was, you know, I feel like I just lucked out on being able to have him as my mentor. But even outside of Chris, my manager, Steven, and a few other people I met in the corporate office in Philly have just really been nothing but helpful to me and provided me with nothing more than great expectations and just being able to you know, give me that confidence that I needed to do my job at the best of my ability. Really just to be available and take any opportunities that are offered your way. So when I first started, my role was strictly just to write sports stories and deal with the newsletter that are sent out for MLB and football and just a general sports newsletter in general. But I would say that's one of the biggest key advice he gave me is just always volunteer if, you know, your manager or anyone else on your team needs something out of you or, you know, needs to switch shifts or something like that. I would say that's the biggest thing. Even going into my new role with CBS Sports, he even brought that up. He was like, always make yourself available. Always make sure that, like, if your boss offers you any more projects or anything else, to always take advantage of those. So I would say that's the biggest thing that I took away from Chris. I mean, there's obviously other gems that he provided me with. But I would say that's the one thing that's really sticking in my mind right now, and definitely is going to be something I think about in my new role.
Along with networking, another key moment for Jasper this year was his first taste of success, writing an article that went viral.
Yeah. So I would definitely say that was one of my favorite moments too, because I was only 2 weeks into the job. I was, you know, still figuring things out. And I just wrote an article. It was on something stupid that Terry Bradshaw had said on Fox's pregame show. And it wasn't anything that I was expecting to, do well. I was just, thought it was a great story, and it fit two of our markets, so I was figuring, hey, I'll give it a go. And that story ended up blowing up to like nearly like 500,000 page views, and that was like the highest page view total across the company, I believe, in like the past like 6 months during that time. So that was one of the moments I was just really proud of, because it kind of made me realize that, hey, it gave me the confidence to be like, hey, I can, really do my job well and perform at a high level. So I would say that was one of the moments that, really kind of gave me the confidence to, be able to, do my job and feel, confident with the work that I'm putting out.
NABJ is the National Association of Black Journalists. It's an organization that helps black journalists develop their skills, build their network, and put them in positions to find jobs. While attending was always a dream of mine, honestly, I had no idea what to expect going into the conference. Man, it was a surreal feeling being in the room with people who I grew up watching on TV or listening to on the radio. I was able to meet my favorite journalist, Chris Haynes, and received encouraging advice from Tony Jones, a Utah Jazz beat writer for The Athletic, and Evan Barnes, who covered the Memphis Grizzlies and the Memphis Tigers football team. Man, the conference felt like the all-star game for black and Hispanic journalists, a vibe that many people like veteran KCBS radio reporter Bob Butler have described as a family reunion.
I started here as an intern, actually, and I think that was in the spring semester of 1981. So that would have been like January of 81.
I read that you became a member of the National Association of Black Journalists in 2000. That was 22 years ago. What was happening during that time, and what made you want to join that organization?
Well, ironically, I was a member of the local board of AFTRA. That's our union. Mm-hmm. And at one of the local board meetings, they were saying, listen, if anybody is going to be going to the NABJ convention, Ray, who was our director of diversity for the union, said he would like you to come by the booth. And I'm like, what is NABJ? I didn't even know what it was. Because being in the studio all the time, I wasn't out there in the field with other black journalists. Right. So I didn't know what it was. Right. When I found out what it was, I'm like, okay, well, I called up Ray and said, well, listen, I can go, but are you going to help with the expenses? No, I can't do that. I says, well, I'll go anyway. And my first day, it was in Phoenix, and, hot as heck, and walked into the registration hall. I'm looking left, looking right. I'm seeing all these people, man, looking good, sounding good, and feeling good. And I said, oh, yeah, I'll be back. And I've been back every year since.
When I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago for the convention, that was my first time, and it was just I felt so inspired, as a young black journalist. Like, I was looking at people that I've seen on TV and radio, and that was just a great experience. Like, I met some of my favorite journalists. Like, for me, that just motivated me, and it's just like, okay, this is what I want to do.
It's funny, because a lot of people talk about being a black journalist. I'm not a black journalist. I'm a journalist who happens to be black, and most of us feel the same way. When you say I'm a black journalist, that's supposed to mean something special. It's just who we are. We're just journalists. We just happen to be black. And right. That's a big difference, because I can cover any story, not just black stories. I can cover stories about, I've covered stories about floods, about hurricanes, not so much hurricanes, but I've done hurricanes, but not here. Floods, business bankruptcies, corruption, everything that under the sun we've covered, and you have to be able to do that. And that doesn't matter whether you're black or white, you ought to be able to cover the story.
Honestly, what got me into journalism was sports, but I've learned to be open, and I feel like being here has taught me to learn like different stories,
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people, when I talk to young folks that want to work in the business, a lot of them say they want to do sports, especially on TV, because they see SportsCenter. You know, they see people like Mark Spears, you know, guest hosting on or being interviewed on sports shows. But I point out to them that for every station, look at KCBS, we probably have between 16 and 20 anchors and reporters. You know how many sports people we have? One full-time and one part-time. That's two people. And every TV station is pretty much the same way. There are a lot more jobs in news than there are in sports. Now, with the rise of the ESPNs and Fox Sports and places like that, there are more jobs available. But ironically, most of the people that are involved in sports, before becoming sports people, they're reporters. They have to know how to be a journalist first. And it's just, sometimes it takes you that way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I tell young people it's probably better to be a journalist before being a sports person.
Actually, Tony Jones, he's a beat writer for the Utah Jazz. I actually met him for the first time. He was telling me before he even did sports, he was doing news, and he was telling me that for 3 years he was doing hard news before he even touched sports. So for me, it was just really inspiring for him to like talk to me, and it just makes me feel good because I'm on the right track. I'm doing news right now, and I'm just learning to become a better storyteller. I've done production assistant, so I'm working on my editing skills, and like all that stuff is like very important.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I tell people, you want to work in television, the best training you can do is a year in radio. Because I've told this story before. You go to a news conference. I'm the commercial radio guy. There's a public radio guy. There's, you know, a lady from television, a lady from the print. The print person complains because their deadline is like 4 or 5 hours away. TV person complains because they have to have their script in, you know, in like 6 hours. You know, the public radio person goes back to the station, sits down, thinks about the story, has lunch, maybe produces something that might get on the air today or tomorrow. I walk out of the same story pulling a soundbite and going on the air live. And my story has to be just as accurate as theirs. That's why I like commercial radio, because it's immediate.
And I see that you mentor like young journalists. What inspired you to mentor like the next generation?
You know, I transferred to San Francisco State before I started working here. I did one semester and I decided I wanted to get back. I'd worked at KDIA, my first job over in Oakland, and I got fired. I'd already applied to transfer to State, so I went to State, got my classes, and after one semester, I decided I wanted to get back in the business. So I came to KCBS for an internship, and that's how I started here as an intern. I ended up having to drop out of school because they kept changing my schedule. Oh. So I did two semesters and dropped out twice, and finally I said, heck with it. Early 90s, you know, I said, you know what, I need to go back and get my degree. That was a personal goal of mine. So I went back, and then we're talking about what it takes to work in a newsroom, and this one professor wanted me to come speak to his broadcast journalism class, his introduction to broadcast journalism. So I came to talk to the class, and they were asking me questions, and I realized that these kids don't really know. They're not learning what it takes to get a job in the business. They're learning how to edit. They're learning how to report. They're learning how to do some of the physical stuff, but they don't know. They don't have the intangibles. Like, how do you get a job in a newsroom? It's not as simple as just sending your resume. You know, there's things you need to know. I mean, a lot of these kids in school haven't worked a job before. Yeah. You know, so working a job is different than knowing how to be a reporter.
I actually agree with that 100% because, like, for me, it's been like a, like, I definitely, like, school is transferred. Like, the stuff I've learned in school is transferred, but I feel like it's different. It's a different from, like, being a professional journalist. Like, from college, the jump from college to being a professional, it's a whole different story.
Like, it is. I mean, there's actually a skill to getting a job, you know, and that's one thing when I talk to young people, I say, you know, you want to be a reporter. What's your plan?
Right.
You don't have a plan, then how are you going to make it in? Because there's so many folks that want to work in this business. Not as many as in the past, but there's still a lot of people, a lot of competition to get in the door.
Thanks to Bob, Jasper, and everyone at NABJ. And thank you for listening. We love to be a part of your daily routine. Please subscribe to Bay Current on the Odyssey app or just about anywhere you get your podcasts. That's it for today's Bay Current. I'm Monty Grant Pate. We'll chat with you again tomorrow.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.